This show is live and local. It's your local performance connection. Coming up the first week of November, first weekend in November, will be the Folk and Roots Festival in downtown Urbana. And the festival has, throughout the year, a number of events, performances that they performances that where they bring folks to town, partly to promote the presence of the Folk and Roots Festival and sometimes to raise a little money. In the case of tonight, it's a group called The Wilders, who are a visiting ensemble. They play music comes out of the old time and bluegrass traditions, tinged with a number of other traditions as well. It's a quartet, acoustic quartet, and they have just arrived in our studio. They drove down from Chicago, so we'll be getting to them in a little bit, but they'll be playing for us live on the show today, and I'm looking forward to that. Hope you are too. Meanwhile, among the other performers who will be in our area this week are a local ensemble based in Springfield called the Craig Russo Latin Jazz Project. They're going to be at the Sangamo Club in Springfield on Friday evening at 6 o'clock and hear from their disc called Mambo Influenciado is a tune called The Island, the Craig Russo Latin Jazz Project here on Live and Local.
Thank you. we're getting closer. Just keep your arms around me. Love, we're almost there. Love, we're almost there.
Was the Craig Russo Latin Jazz Project from their CD called Mambo Influenciado, and it featured in that track, which was called The Island, and it featured vocalist Nancy Kelly. Other instrumentalists, Chip McNeil, tenor sax, Jeff Helgeson, trumpet. On that track, we had Joan Hickey on the piano, Josh Walden bass, And I think that covers it for that particular tune. Craig Russo's Latin Jazz Project will be in Springfield on Friday, performing at the Sangamo Club starting at 6 o'clock. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. Coming up, we'll have live in our studio the acoustic quartet called The Wilders, and they are just about set up. And so they'll be ready to go very shortly. Tonight at 7 o'clock on the evening concert here on FM 90.9, Robert Levin is the piano soloist with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra in Beethoven's Fourth Piano Concerto. Nicholas McGeegan will conduct that concert. Also on the program, Handel's Music for the Royal Fireworks and Schumann's Symphony No. 3. It's pianist Robert Levin with the Chicago Symphony tonight at 7 o'clock on the evening concert. On Saturday evening in Urbana, downtown Urbana, at the Bouvon Wine Bar next to Corkscrew Wine Emporium, there's a program by Kevin Elliott and friends. Kevin Elliott is a folk singer who also hosts a radio show, wonderful radio show on WEFT in Champaign on Tuesday evenings, and also happens to run a counseling service in town. The program's billed here as Kevin Elliott and Friends. I don't know who the friends are, but I do know who Kevin is. And we have a CD of his here called You Really Had to Be There. This song is called That Crazy Raccoon. Kevin Elliott here on Live and Local.
I was cruising the boardwalk when I spied that crazy raccoon. He was sipping on a bottle and whistling on a tune. Little rough round the edges, kind of tarnished like a silver spoon. Had those rings round his eyes, boys, in the heat of the noon. So he slaps me a handshake, says, hey, how you doing, man? I say, stand on my feet and out of the frying pan. I say, what's happened with you? 'Cause I figured he had a plan. He says, I'm playing a fool and staying as cool as I can. Some fun sitting out there in the sun. You got to learn how to sit still before you learn how to ain't this life a shame as a tear rolls down his mustache. I got no pen for my handle, got no leftovers for my stash. I got no plan for this evening, it's enough to make a grown man crash. So he slipped him a couple after talking him down from a few. And we turned our attention to the girl with the new tattoo. I say, ain't you familiar? I believe I remember you. Well, she looks me once over. She says, honey, I bet you do. And you know we were having some fun, sitting out there in the sun. You got to learn how to sit still before you learn how to run. We saw swinging soul sisters, and brother, their eyes were ablaze. Mothers in pearls and working girls, sugar daddies wearing berets, playing the dozens with the cousins. Those kids are just going through a phase. There were blues licks and politics and hippie chicks dancing for days. Anyways, I was cruising the boardwalk and I spied that crazy raccoon. He was sipping on a bottle and whistling on a tune. Little rough round the edges, kind of tarnished like a silver spoon. Had those rings round his eyes, boys, in the heat of the noon. Man, we were having some fun, sitting out there in the sun. And you know when the whole thing was done, I said, coon, I owe you one.
That was a tune by Kevin Elliott, words and music by Kevin, and of course he sang it as well. It's called That Crazy Raccoon. Kevin Elliott's a local singer-songwriter, and his CD called You Really Had to Be There. I know he's got a more recent one out, and I kind of thought of him for two reasons. One, I happened to hear WFT play from the newer CD this morning, but also, and really more to the point, he's going to be playing with some other friends at Bouvon's in downtown Urbana. Saturday evening, starting at 7 o'clock. So I thought I'd let you give a listen here on Live and Local this morning on FM 90.9. Our program today is made possible with support from the Great Impasta, a family-owned restaurant serving foods from northern Italy for more than 25 years. The Great Impasta, Lincoln Square in downtown Urbana. More information is available at 359-7377. Well, our featured artists are with us. They're ready to go, all set up. They made the drive down from Chicago coming out of rush hour this morning, and I always admire bands who are willing to get up and do that. It's happened a number of times for this show, and it makes it a lot of fun. And they're here today because they're going to be performing tonight at 7:30 in Urbana at the Independent Media Center. It's a show presented by the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival. And they're called the Wilders.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah. Who was that? Who was that?
That was Nate.
You got to feel alive somewhere or another at this time.
And so that was Nate, the bass player. who I, you know, it turns out his original name was easier to pronounce than the name that looks easier, but he goes by Nate Gowron, something like that.
That's
Gavronsky.
Like another character altogether, maybe a mix between Lebowski and Bukowski, but, you know, Gavronsky, what it means, Gavron is a Polish last name, and of course over here we pronounce it with the W, and it means a blackbird. So Gavronsky, that's where it comes from. It actually has a deep meaning.
So that was a blackbird call that you just admitted earlier.
Woo!
Yeah, okay. So Nate's a bass player. Betsy Ellis is on the fiddle. We have Phil Wade on mandolin, dobro, and banjo. And it looks like you got all three of them set up here.
I did.
And Ike Sheldon, lead vocals and guitar.
That's me.
And I saw somewhere that you were also described as the master of ceremonies.
Sure. if it's needed. Well, I can certainly master whatever ceremony you have.
Great, because I'm feeling a little tired this morning, so why don't you just take it away?
All right. Well, folks, we got the Wilders right here from Kansas City, Missouri, good friends of mine. I'm going to play some music for you here. I think we're going to do a song by the man on the dobro over here. He wrote this tune. It's on our new album. I mean, their new album. And this is called...
what, you're not on
She
the
Says,
album?
I Say.
No,
I was being the MC.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Now
I'm going
to
switch back.
Singer.
Folks, let me introduce to you my good friend Ike Sheldon. He's from Kansas City, too. Why, hi. Thanks very much, Master of Ceremonies. Here we go. We're going to do this song. This one's called She Says, I Say.
One, two, three, four.
I'm in. First date on Tuesday night. By Wednesday we were lovers. Thursday our first fight. Friday came, we made up. Saturday I moved in. Sunday morning she got mad. She kicked me out again. I say that we're lovers. She says it's the end. But every time I think she gone, but good Lord, she come right back again. We love all night, fight all day. Tell me when it's here. Let's break it up, call it quits, start all over again. Well, I guess I should have known better by the way things started out. Now the week goes by, I'm swearing that I'm gonna pack up and move out. Then she wraps me in her loving arms, begs me not to go. But enough's enough, time I'm through, I'm gonna tell her so. She says that we're lovers, I say it's the end. But every time she thinks I'm gone for good, I come crawling back again. We love all night, fight all day, tell me when it's in. Let's break it up, call it quits, start all over again. I would be happier if I just make up my mind. If loving her is worth the hurt, I could not decide. So I guess I'll give it one more chance, give the wheel one more spin. But I know I'm big, cause this time next week we ought to be right at it again. I say that we're lovers, she says it's the end. But every time I think she's gone for good, she comes crawling back again. We live all night and fight all day. Tell me when it's in. Let's break it up, call it quits, start all over again. Break it up, call it quits, start all over again.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
The Wilders here. Wild on Live and Local. Are you guys punchy from the ride down from Chicago, or is this just a normal show?
That's just us.
Well, that's the energy. Well, hence the name. Why the name, the Wilders? Nobody's named Wilder in here.
No, took us a while to grow into the true meaning of the name, but our band history dates back 15 years. And when we first started the band, it was Ike and Phil and myself and These guys had grown up listening to classic country at home, and I came into that from a different direction, having turned a violin into a fiddle. And I was thinking back about when I first started hearing about a fiddle. It was in the Laura Ingalls Wilder books. Her pa played the fiddle, Charles Ingalls. He was a wild man on the fiddle, in fact, according to her descriptions and the wonderful illustrations. So I was kind of thinking about that, and we, even though we're not related, we had that feeling. We had a lot of respect for family bands. Like, there's a lot of great country music artists and string band artists from the 20s and 30s, families making music, and we kind of felt like we were coming together a little bit like a family. So in a way, it harkens to that. But then Nate came aboard a couple years later, and we started to really develop our sound, and we started out a lot sweeter than Wilder. And as we gained strength and confidence and repertoire, you know, we just got wilder and wilder. So we did really grow into the name.
Very, very different, the sort of Wilder than Laura Ingalls.
Yes, exactly.
Ben, she might be rolling in her grave or dancing in her grave.
I
maybe
hope
might
so.
More be
that
more
so.
The like her. Yeah, the Wilders here are live on Live and Local, and they're going to be playing tonight at the Independent Media Center downtown Urbana. That's in the old post office building right next to Lincoln Square Mall. And their show starts at 7:30. It will run till about 10 o'clock. And I enjoyed reading the bio on your website. Somebody, did one of you do the writing of this?
Or we all had some input into it, but actually our label head did this one, I believe. Yeah, John Smith of Free Dirt Records. He's done a lot of good writing along the years, so he compiled that.
I haven't read it.
Composed.
Is it good?
Oh, it's good. Yeah, it's great. It says here, the Wilders are made up of four fiery and wildly inventive musicians.
All right.
So I'm hearing some invention, and I'm waiting for the fire. We've certainly had energy. But we're going to get some sparks going here at some point. And it says Betsy Ellis exhilarates audiences with her bow hair destroying fiddle work.
Oh, wow,
yes.
That is true.
Oh, yes.
The hair
yes.
looks entirely intact so far.
Well, here's a bow from the other
here,
night.
Take a look at this one.
I wasn't even trying that hard, but you know, you can see some.
Oh, that's serious.
See, it's got a little bit of a gap tooth in the middle of it there. That's from a couple shows.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know what this means, you know, when a fiddle player, or violinist, or cellist, or bass player, for that matter, saws away. Just as in the normal course of things, you'll break some of the hairs, and that's not necessarily a bad thing until you lose as many as that bow that she just showed me. Then you start losing a little bit of sound, but it's made out of horse hair, and these things break.
They do. I started using the thicker black horse hairs a while back, almost predominantly, but in some cases I make some exceptions. They last a little longer, but it's a little bit like the domino effect. One or two start to go, and just the way that they're affixed inside, it's just a knot tied around a bunch of hair. It's a ponytail inside the bow, and so the balance gets taken away when you lose some of those hairs from there. So then they just start to go, and at the end of a tour, I've got an ugly looking case in there from all the hairs that are left behind.
And may I just point out that when Betsy decided to switch over to black hair primarily, all of the white-haired horsetail or all the white-haired horses breathed a sigh of relief.
I'm sure they did. Although no horses are destroyed in order to make violin.
No, it's just like a haircut. You know, I'll come visit somebody's horses and give them a little trim. It grows back.
You know, actually, I used to play bass a long time ago, and I never knew that there was a practical difference between the white and the black hair.
Well, the white hair is just by nature tends to be a finer texture. Black hair literally is thicker. If you looked at it under a microscope, I couldn't tell exactly how much, but it is thicker. And so in general, that makes it coarser. And then what makes the bow sound when you put the rosin on the bow, the sticky stuff, it makes these little tiny microscopic kind of curled hook type minuscule hairs stand up more, and that's what gives us the sound when you draw it across the bow. And so those ones on the black are just a little bit thicker, a little bit coarser, so it takes a finer touch to get a smoother sound from that. But when you're playing bass or cello, where you predominantly find the black hairs more commonly used, you need that for the thicker strings, and I found I needed that too to make it last longer.
Wow, I'm just learning stuff here.
This has become a bow hair symposium.
Yeah, well, actually, since I said I used to play bass, And I did a double and triple take. I'm still doubling and triple taking over the bass that Nate has got here. That, you know, y'all have heard of a sawed-off shotgun. This looks like a sawed-off double bass here. What is that thing? I mean, it just looks like the whole bottom part is chopped off and then
it is very alien-looking, isn't it? I agree. But the thing about it is it's made out of New York. David Gage is the maker, and he has a shop up there. And he's been real successful because he started doing it for the guys up there to get around in taxi cabs, and eventually made a flight case, and so it became a really excellent travel bass. Didn't cost any extra to get on the plane, and because of the width and everything, so it's pretty amazing. And there's a guy down in Nashville's making one now where it's a full body bass and it actually folds on a hinge and the neck comes in it. But this is the best thing at the time, I think, and I love it, man. But you know, the head comes off there.
Yeah,
see,
we got
it. If you come to the show, we'll show you that.
Yeah, we're making a video that we'll put up a clip on for today's show. So I've got Kyle here. You got that? Do we need to do it again?
And as a bass player, what do you think of the sound? Do you think it sounds decent, huh?
Yeah, it sounds fine.
Yeah, I mean, it's not an orchestra like bass, you know, but it's got a little bit of an electric kind of sound. But
you've also got stuff stuffed in the F-holes.
Yeah, and that's
which
a rockabilly.
I've never seen before.
Rockabilly trick.
Is that a common thing?
When you want to get loud in an amp,
prevents feedback.
Yeah, it just stops the feedback from happening on stage.
Oh,
so
really?
I can turn it towards this amp and it won't even feed back, which is nice.
Oh, I didn't even notice we were running out of an amp because you're standing in front of it. The bass was blocking the amp.
Yeah.
So there you go. I'm just learning even more things today. I think we should learn what another contrasting tune sounds like from the Wilders.
Yeah. Well, we're going to stay upbeat for a moment and do a fiddle tune. And I like to play a lot of old fiddle tunes, but we're performing a lot of our own material these days, and I enjoy exploring writing fiddle tunes that hopefully still sound a little bit old. And we were talking about those poor horses. This one has a name that is related to that. It's on the new album, and it's called Riding on Your High Horse.
I'm fine. No, that's great. Riding on Your High Horse, named that tune by the Wilders here live in our studio and Live and Local. They're going to be at Independent Media Center in Urbana tonight. And boy, I'm glad you guys made it down here.
Thank
today.
You for
this
having
is already
us.
Already fun. Oh, it's a pleasure.
It's a beautiful studio, and it's nice to be in a place with that. You've got tremendous microphones here in the studio, and just to be visiting right here with you, and you're not sitting behind a console. It's refreshing. It's
no,
nice.
I'm just behind a music stand.
Yeah, we've done programs over in the UK where you get to visit like this, but not often in the States is there the option. You know, we've crowded into many a control room of a radio station and worked with the programmer right there. And that's exciting, too, but this is a nice...
You mean where there's not, it's not a
where
a
we're
real
playing
studio,
into, like, the announcer microphones.
Oh, yeah.
And we're sitting right next to the person who's running the board and everything, so this is really nice.
No, he's on the other side of the windows there.
He's doing great. Thanks.
We're in our beautiful beige studio. Actually, this would be a great place, you know, if... somebody needs to be carted off sometime to the loony bin. This is all padded. We could just throw them right in here.
Yeah, feel normal.
You know. We feel at home.
Yeah. You know, as long as I'm picking on people's instruments here, I'm looking at Ike's guitar.
Yeah.
Which looks like, I mean, we've had Tommy Emmanuel on this show a
oh,
few
yeah.
times.
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah.
and his guitar, you know, he scrapes it and
right,
uses it
right,
as, a per,
right.
as a drum and everything. And But this looks worse than that.
Yeah. It's,
you've got actually
it's one of the worst.
Tape. All over this thing and, yeah. and scrapes and what's the story here?
It's an old silver tone guitar from like the mid-40s, and I've smashed it like two or three times.
Literally?
Yeah, yeah.
Accidentally.
We were on first time one tour and in Scotland and Phil and I were demonstrating some wrestling moves for the locals. And
during the show, while Betsy was
yeah,
doing
while
solo.
Betsy was doing a solo, we were backstage and showing somebody a wrestling move, and we were demonstrating, and the guitar got between us, so it got smashed in. It had 14 cracks in it, so got that fixed.
Betsy,
and then,
can he be believed?
Yes, I yes.
Yeah. This one is a true story.
Yeah, okay. It was inside a small structure, and I was playing a solo, very happy to have time with the audience, and mm-hmm. and then I got done, and it's like I'm waiting for the guys to come back on stage, and I mean I can chat a bit with the audience no problem, but I'm kind of wondering what's going on, and then I'm starting to get irritated and I'm like there's nobody there to say go outside and get the guys, and then they finally start coming and Phil comes in and he's kind of behind me and I'm like he's like there's something going on, and I look and Ike was holding like shards of this guitar and I just about fainted, you know. This is like where the drama of stage can't, you can't plan stuff like that.
No, you can't.
Luckily enough, there's a piano on stage, and
I saw play piano for the rest of it. So.
Play piano the rest of the time.
So
$60.
Originally?
$8.
Originally or to repair?
What's that?
Originally or to repair?
No, I wish it was $8 to repair. When I bought it from a friend of mine who let me have this guitar on the condition that either he or I will own it the rest of our lives. And it's like if I ever want to get rid of it, I have to track him down and sell it back to him for $80, even if it's in like 50 years. But
so that's the reason you hold on to it instead of just buying a shiny new one?
I just don't like shiny new things.
Well, if you'll notice, like in the Wilders, basically
except
his
for
instrument,
shiny
my instrument,
shoes.
We're very much the same on this. Is that we'll go to Walmart and we'll buy those clothes so we can lose them. It's not a problem. And our instruments, we want to make sure. I mean, his is valuable, but basically, I want one that people can kick around a little bit because I don't want to worry about it. You know, so a bruise here or there, it's kind of nice to have a few scratches because you don't worry about it as much, if that
yeah,
makes
exactly.
sense. We're on that kind of school of instruments, especially road instruments.
Nice instruments make me nervous when I'm around them because you just think you're going to break them. You know?
Well, you will. It's like getting the new car. You might as well just run the key down it inside
exactly.
right away.
Exactly. Just get it over with it
right.
so you don't worry. Yeah, exactly.
You got a nice hole here that I just...
Oh, that's a serious hole. You're not kidding. I mean, I was just about to comment that yours looks remarkably pristine, relatively speaking, relative to
Except
Ike's
for that
guitar.
Gunshot hole in the side of
that's what it looks like. Somebody's been shooting a BB gun at it. You have other extracurricular activities that go on in this band.
This tape's actually holding my guitar together because the guy who fixes my guitar told me he won't fix it anymore because it's a piece of junk.
That was his comment?
Last time he fixed it, he's like, don't bring it to me. I don't ever want to fix this guitar again. He's like, you're an idiot to even fix it. You
and just he's throw even it in a friend, too.
Yeah, he's just like, throw it in the fireplace if you break it again. So I broke it again.
And so,
so I put tape on it, taped it together.
Black shop tape.
Yeah.
I had a piano
really
one
good.
Time where a tuner refused to tune it.
Aww.
Because he said, it's not worth my time. Okay, so I gave it away to somebody because I didn't want to move it
somebody will
up to the third floor again.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. I don't know what happened to it. Somebody must have taken it.
I hope somebody's still playing it.
Couldn't tell you.
You know, this will be the first time we've ever been here.
No.
And,
we played in Champaign a couple years ago at the...
Oh, it was a really great room.
Something...
With
Iron
a real
Post,
stage.
Maybe?
No, something pig. It had a name.
Oh, the Blind Pig.
The Blind Pig. We played at the Blind Pig,
yeah.
Right before they closed, but I understand that they reopened recently.
Well, that's a yes and a no.
Okay.
I mean, or a yes and a yes and a no. The no part is that they reopened But not as the Blind Pig. They're now called the Cowboy Monkey.
Okay.
But there is not one but two Blind Pigs. There are not one but two Blind Pigs. Owned by, I don't even know who owns them, but they're, that's just a brew, a bar, and the other one is a brewery.
Okay.
So the stage is still there, but it's the Cowboy Monkey.
It was actually a Cowboy Monkey that we played.
Oh, it was the Cowboy Monkey. Okay.
Yeah,
but it used to be the Blind Pig.
It used to be the Blind Pig.
So you got your story straight somewhere in there.
It might have been right at the changeover, and people were still referring to it as the Blind Pig.
And it was a good show. I hope some people might come out tonight that might have seen us at that time. It's a fun time. I believe it was winter time, and
it was
very cold. And
yeah, I mean, what do you relate this part of the country to? Like, I know it's the Midwest, and you got Chicago up above you, but like Kansas City, I could define it as like we're a football town and barbecue town. You know, that's pretty easy. What's this place?
It's a cool town.
All right, I like that.
It's a very cool town.
All right, cool, man. Good answer.
Well, it's a college town. It's a university town. Very, very much true. Two towns, of course.
Lots of young people walking around.
It's a flat town. That doesn't make it unique in the Midwest.
No. Cool. Well, we can relate. So
yeah, but you're gonna spice things up in this cool town of ours.
All right, man.
Good.
What have you got for us next?
Well, I guess it's time for a song that I wrote. We're featuring a lot of stuff from our new album today because we just released it this summer and we're really excited about the material on there. I've written some songs before, but I tend to focus on fiddle tunes, and this is actually the first song I wrote that got recorded on a Wilders album. Nate is our most prolific songwriter, and Ike's a fairly close second, and Phil has also written quite a few songs. So this is one we'll feature Phil Wade on some nice fingerstyle banjo, and it's called Things They Say About Home.
I'll tell you a secret, bet you already know. I forgot what it's like to be loved long ago. I've been busy, I've been gone, been on the road so long. They say that home is where you lay your head, but in my bed, I'm all alone. It's hard to get anything going when I'm always gone. I either love them and leave them, or they have to move on. I've been busy, I've been gone, been on the road so long. They say there's no place like home, but I don't know where I'm supposed to go. Morning time, it's all right. Afternoon, it's all right. It's late in the evening, get that old time feeling. Want somebody get it would be to be with you. Yeah, I know it's a bad line, but it's also the truth. I've been busy, I've been gone, I've been on the road so long. They say that home is where the heart is, but it's so hard to get there on your own. Morning time, it's all right. Late in the evening, get that old time feeling. Want somebody near me when I get home.
The Wilders playing a tune by fiddle player Betsy Ellis, who also obviously the singer in that tune, with Ike Sheldon featured, I'm sorry, Phil Wade featured on the banjo, but Ike Sheldon also playing the guitar in that tune, and Nate, I don't know which way to pronounce it here. I've got about three different pronunciations.
Well, that's my Nate. That's it. That's how I felt all my life. It's like everybody kind of pronounced it a different way, so don't feel you're not in the dark.
Nate Gavronsky. That's I like that. I like that version of the name.
Or Nate. Let's go with that.
Gavron or Gowron?
Gavron Gavronsky.
There you go.
It took us like each about 5 years to learn how to say his name, and we've been in a band with him for about 12, so don't worry.
I don't feel
that's why we started to sing Nate G on stage, or you probably started it for us, but that's usually how you get introduced on the stage. Mm-hmm.
Nate G?
Yeah.
Gavronsky, I like
that. That's
his
autograph, too, Nate G.
Our broadcast today on Live and Local is made possible with support from the U of I Office of Public Engagement, supporting the campus charitable fund drive. Each year, contributions from U of I employees on the Urbana... I can't say this thing. On the Urbana-Champaign campus help support 11 social service agencies and other nonprofit organizations. Information on how to give and how your donations will help our community is on the web at ccfd.illinois.edu. That's ccfd.illinois.edu. It's the Wilders here live and live and local. They're going to be at the Independent Media Center tonight at 7:30. That's in downtown Urbana. Presentation of the CU Folk and Roots Festival, which will be coming up the first weekend of November. You know, I noticed that you guys have been at a whole bunch of festivals over the years, and these are all things that festivals I've heard of. I've never been to any one of them. I'm kind of curious of your experience of some of these. I've got see a list here: Merlefest, Wintergrass, Rocky Grass, and the Telluride festivals.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Tell me about some of those and some highlights. Maybe.
I'll just say a few things, then I'll let the others. But those are like some of the elite festivals in the country for sure, as far as the bluegrass scene goes and the folk scene. So we're glad that we're a part of that. They're definitely a lot of fun. You know, they can cost people a lot of money, but a lot of times they set that money away because they're going to plan it out in like 6 months in advance, or maybe they go every year. That's their family thing. And yeah, I mean, they're just a blast. It's a different way to get out and have a good time for sure. I recommend it.
When you say cost a lot of money, you mean for somebody to go see or mm-hmm. for a band to mm-hmm. be in it?
No.
It's an investment to go to those festivals a lot of times. But you think about there's,
be in it or to
go. No, to be in it, we wouldn't be out there if we had to pay to get
in. I was
going to
say, you get paid to be in that, I hope.
No,
we're hired to get in. But it's funny because that sometimes that question comes up, and it's like, well, we've certainly invested our own funds into promoting ourselves, and sometimes that's with musical association events or conferences, of which there are several in the country that can happen that are appropriate for a band like us to attend. But something like Telluride, of course, that's such an enormous tourist area, and it's a gorgeous, gorgeous place. But
where is that?
In Colorado, and it's kind of western, not all the way to the west, but it's
in the San Juan Mountains.
It's really in the mountains,
southwestern Colorado.
One of the biggest challenges for us to be there is the fact that the altitude on the stage is, I think, at 11,000 feet.
No.
It's 9 then. It's high.
It's 9.
Okay, so
that's
it's
almost
9,
2 miles if it were 11.
It's 9,000 feet.
The peaks around it are 10.5
okay.
or so.
And we're from a place that is about 800 feet above sea level. So that's...
You can relate.
We can relate, yeah.
Really,
what are we, about
different.
5 feet above sea level?
Yeah, most of the people that go, they either get in hotel rooms for the weekend, and or they're camping. They got a camper, so they're taking the camper. They're taking the tents. They're doing that kind of thing and making a whole event out of it. You know, it's usually not just a... let's go see the show. It costs, but you get like a lot of entertainment out of that. You get a lot of great acts, and that's kind of the deal. It's like if you want to get your money's worth, you stick around.
And is that a specifically bluegrass festival or a broader?
Those ones that you were talking about.
Telluride is a lot of those western festivals are. They call I think it is the Telluride Bluegrass Festival, and so bluegrass plays a big part of it. But they're pretty eclectic in how they book things. I mean, they'll have like when we played at Telluride, Wilco was the headliner. So that'll tell you something.
Not a bluegrass band.
Not really a bluegrass band. Yeah.
Usually.
No.
And that's usually true at Merlefest as well. They'll have a headliner who, well, sometimes it could be, there was 1 year we played at Merlefest and Loretta Lynn was one of the headliners.
And so, where's Merlefest?
That's in Wilkesboro, North Carolina. So it's northern, northern part of the state, not too far from the Virginia border, but it's more or less, it's western North Carolina is how they call that whole region. That's where Doc Watson's from. And Merlefest is a festival that he started in memory of his son, Merle Watson, who died too young. And so he's there every year. He's the star of the festival every year. And he'll have a session where he plays a lot of times with his like he'll play with Jack Lawrence, who's backed him up for years and years, but he'll have like an all-star jam session. And Merlefest put us together with a great talent, Jim Lauderdale. He's a wonderful country singer and songwriter. He's done a lot of work with many other people in different aspects of music over the years. And we'd never met him before. And they said, well, we'd like you guys, the Wilders and Jim Lauderdale, to do a welcome set on the first day of the festival on the main stage. And okay. So these things happen. You know, we got together the night before with Jim Lauderdale in our one of our motel rooms and just kind of worked on some stuff. And funny thing about that was we do a song that he wrote, and we said, Ike, our singer, he said, well, can we do Who Said the Railroad Wouldn't Last? And Jim said, sure, how's it go again? Because he recorded it some time ago with Ralph Stanley, and the man has written so many hundreds of songs and recorded so many albums that, of course, he doesn't perform all of his material. So we got to remind him. And we got to do a set with him, and it was just a blast. So different things like that can happen at these festivals. And so it's the fan support is tremendous. It's a great way for a band to get introduced to a region. And then when you come back, people are so eager to see us. And then for us, too, we might get a chance to see a band that we really love. And here's an opportunity to see them because we're playing the same festival.
Who are some of the other cool people you've had a chance to jam with?
Well, we got to jam with John Paul Jones one time. Me and Ike played a song with him. I played bass. It was pretty crazy. He's playing mandolin. We're in a hotel room, and yeah. Ike's playing guitar, singing, and I'm playing bass with
That's
John Paul
huge.
Jones. So, and then we went out to dinner with him and his wife.
That's pretty huge. That's pretty huge. He saw us play, and he really liked us, and I'll probably never get over the fact that I wasn't at that party to play, because Led Zeppelin was one of my first bands that I fell in love with as a kid, and Jimmy Page was, besides somebody like Itzhak Perlman, who was a hero of mine in violin, Jimmy Page was one of my top three that I talk about all the time, and John Paul Jones, just he was such a great guy, and it meant so much that he got to see us play. We've jammed a lot with a good friend of ours named Dirk Powell, who, while he might not be a household name, he's played with many of the household names. When I mentioned Loretta Lynn at Merlefest, he was playing with her.
The Froelen family?
Dirk Powell plays with he plays with Jack White a lot nowadays, and he's on the last Raconteurs album, and he produced one of our records and co-produced another one. We recorded with him a couple of times down in his studios in Louisiana, and he's just a tremendous musician. And that's the great thing about these festivals. You get to meet people that maybe the whole world doesn't know about him, but that doesn't matter because they're tremendous musicians who are doing what they love, and sometimes we get a chance to get to know them pretty well.
Well, I'm sure a lot of those festivals, as has happened here on this radio show, where I've had people come in here, and I'm thinking, okay, so the whole world doesn't know about this group or these people. And why is that?
We like the way you think, man.
Yeah.
You know, and one thing back on the festivals, because I don't want to scare people away from either, is that we just have a huge network of all kinds of levels of festivals in America. So you could find one that suits you, you know, near, that's not so huge and ridiculous. And you can have a lot of fun at those, too.
Where would one go to find
I would think
a
the
list
net
like
would be
that?
A,
well, I'm sure the net. I just thought you might have some.
I don't know, Betsy, what do you think?
Well, I used to know some publications that would have kind of festival listings, but nowadays, yeah, I mean, I would probably just type in on your search engine,
Bluegrass festivals.
Bluegrass. And if you like the more traditional style, look up
old-time
festivals.
There's many bluegrass festivals in Illinois. One of the first, when I first got into this music, one of the very first ones I went to was in, I think it was here. I think it was a downstate Bluegrass Festival was the first one I ever went to that was in a hotel room in the wintertime, which is a crazy concept if you've never been into bluegrass, but they actually, people love bluegrass so much, they're not willing to stop for the winter.
They will
continue to play banjo all year round, even if it means going and playing it inside a hotel room.
And because you're playing folk instruments that aren't super loud, we're not using amps all the time, that's allowed, so... Yeah. That happens. And you don't trash hotel rooms. I mean, you know, we do get crazy, but try not to do that in bluegrass too much. Well, never mind. I don't know what I'm talking about. Actually, you guys are looking at me.
Hey, maybe you should talk to the people at Grand Targhee.
I'll take that one back. We got to erase that one. Never mind.
Yeah. You're the Johnny Depp of the bluegrass, right? Trashing.
I don't know.
That was a long time ago.
No comment. No comment.
Yeah.
We better let you guys play another tune. The Wilders here on Live and Local. What's it going to be?
Thanks.
Here's another song off the new album. This is one written by our bass player. This one's called Stay With Me. Certainty, find a ball yet to prove. We got a lot to hold on to. When we fall, hit the ground, hold each other, going down. This is me, how about you? Got a lot of things to do.
Wow. Well, that was even more of a revelation because I figured out why I wasn't hearing you guys very well in the headphones. I was jiggled the switch back here, and all of a sudden you came alive. I thought it was pretty good up until then, and no, that was hot. It's the Wilders here live on Live and Local. And wow, it sounds like it's going to be a fun show tonight. You can go out and see them and hear them, of course, at the Independent Media Center in downtown Urbana. That starts at 7:30, a presentation of the CU Folk and Roots Festival. And here are some other events you can go out and see and hear live in our listening area tonight and tomorrow. At the Dowden Fine Arts Center in Charleston at 7:30, it's a program called Pedestrian Poetry with David Hernandez and Street Sounds. The Decatur Municipal Band is giving its fall concert at Tabernacle Baptist Church in Decatur tonight at 7:30. The Hot Iron String Band are at Clark Bar in Champaign this evening at 7:30. And it's a play called, competing with your show.
Yeah,
right.
String band.
They are. They got to come.
Hot Iron, come on down after or before your show, maybe.
Maybe they're listening. Yeah, they might be listening here.
Want to see y'all? Meet y'all.
Tomorrow and running for a bit is a play called Hoodoo Love, being put on by the theater department at the University of Illinois. It's going to be at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana tomorrow evening at 7:30, and then that runs through Saturday. U of I Harding Symphonic Band and Hinesley Symphonic Band are at the Krannert Center tomorrow night at 7:30. The Celebration Company at the Station Theater in Urbana presents the play God of Carnage, 8 o'clock tomorrow night through Sunday. It's Mick Templeton's West Coast Blues at the Iron Post in Urbana tomorrow night at 7. The musical Wicked is at the Peoria Civic Center Theater tomorrow at 7:30, and that runs for a while yet. And then the In Your Ear Big Band is at The Cowboy Monkey, downtown Champaign, tomorrow night at 6:30. You're listening to 90.9 WYL FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music, and so much more for Central Illinois. WYL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois, and we have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is available at thecorkscrew.com. This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. The Wilders are Ike Sheldon, Betsy Ellis, Phil Wade, and Nate Gavron. And what are we going to go out on?
You know, we're going to go out on a tune of a Betsy's fiddle tune, but I want to say real quick that we talked a lot about bluegrass festivals, but, you know, we started out as a real bluegrass band, kind of like going to bluegrass festivals. And not really a bluegrass band, don't get me wrong, I'm not going to say that. But we went to strictly bluegrass festivals. And what I want to say is that everybody come on out tonight, because we got something for everybody. We got rock and roll, a little bit of, blues. We got some blues, and we got some bluegrass, and we've got some honky-tonk stuff, Hank Sr., some Roy Acuff we play. And basically, yeah, it's a very much of a variety show. So we got something for everybody out there.
Here's something a little bit calmer to relax you after all of the excitement we had. Thanks so much for having us on today. It was a real pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Here's a tune called Riverboat. Mm-hmm.